We're here today to discuss and hear the inspirational message for the week of October 4th. This Bible verse for this week serves as the centerpiece of Reverend Henry's sermon this Sunday entitled, An Invitation for You. And that Bible verse is Luke 24 and verses 28 through 35. So this is at the very end of the book of Luke. And just to create a little context, because there are a lot of pronouns in this Bible verse, this verse centers around the road to Emmaus and what happens on that trip. Just prior to this, of course, Jesus has been crucified, and the women, and they're identified as Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, have gone to the tomb the third day after the crucifixion, and Jesus is gone, and angels appear to them. So they go back to the disciples to give them this news, but the men don't believe them, of course. Anyway, Peter goes to the tomb as well, but he has the revelation. He believes. And then the tone changes as these two at first unnamed disciples. So this is the first time that we hear that there are additional people who are considered part of this group from the original 12 that we know so much about. So we have these women, we have additional disciples that are gravitating to the core group. So one of them is identified as Cleopas, and this is the only reference to him, I believe, in the entire Bible, so we know nothing about him. And then his traveling companion, there are two of them, we never know who he is. We assume it's another man. So it's very interesting that I think that he's never identified. So maybe, you know, we can assume that personality, or we can step into that role and imagine what's going on. So the two men are going to Emmaus, and I think it's interesting the meaning of that word in some of the ancient texts. It comes from originally the word for a spring, a hot spring, like you hear about a hammam, kind of that same Arabic derivation, but this can also mean spring of salvation. So the two men, one unnamed and Cleopas, whom we know nothing about, and who didn't believe the women or didn't hear the word about Jesus rising from the dead, are on the road to Emmaus. And when they are in the midst of their journey, they're joined by another man whom they don't recognize. So that's where we will pick up the Bible verse. So in verse 28, and they approached the village where they were going, and he acted as though he would go farther, the he being capitalized, so we know who that is. And they urged him, saying, stay with us, for it is getting toward evening, and the day is now nearly over. And he went in to stay with them. And it came about that when he had reclined at table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us? And they arose that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, the Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon. And they began to relate their experiences on the road and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread. Obviously, that's a reference to the Last Supper and is almost kind of word for word a description of what that was like when Jesus broke bread with his disciples before his crucifixion. So when I read this Bible verse, I think about the meaning of Emmaus and being on the road to salvation, which I think is a good metaphor for the faith journey that we probably all undergo, where there are doubts, there is disbelief, there is reassurance, and there is recognition. And then maybe the cycle starts all over again as we continue to journey toward our reunion with Christ and with God. So I pray that you have a wonderful and hopeful week, and that you have an opportunity to study this verse a little bit further. Thank you.